and music. Sports and music. Sports and music.
Yeah.
Sports and music. Yep, it's going hand in hand.
Yeah, we talking sports and music. Yep, they going hand in hand. Balling with my beats on. Gotta have that upper hand. Tying up my sneakers. Yeah, my ballers understand. And I hear them yelling from the stands. What they saying? Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Yep, it's going hand in hand. Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Gotta get it how we can. S&M all day. S&M all day. S&M all day. S&M all day. S&M all day.
S&M all day, man. Y'all heard it, man. Sports the music with the boy Mo Agar. Y'all hear that good music in the background, man. That's actually a record from Motown, Stink Pink Gators, man. It's actually one of my favorite songs on the album. Yeah, so we're here. Sports the music with Mo Agar, man. And, yeah, we have a lot of good things on the show today, man. I have some great guests, man. I have some really good friends of mine, some people I consider my brothers, man. You know, they decided to come out and join me for today's show, man. I got my boy Mateen Cleaves, former Spartan dog. You know, he's doing some really good things. He played, you know, 5 to 6 years in the NBA. You know, he won a national championship over at Michigan State. And when I was actually in high school, you know, he recruited me. You know, whenever I used to go up to Michigan State every week, you know, he was one of those guys who showed me around and made sure I was acclimated with the school, man. And he was one of the main reasons why I went to Michigan State, man. And Michigan State is definitely a great institute to be a part of. And I'm thankful to this day to actually still have that Michigan State stamp. And now, you know, I have to give a lot of thanks to this boy, Mateen Cleaves. And, you know, we have an entrepreneur segment today, and I have a good friend of mine by the name of Michelle Barnes, who resides out of Denver. And she's really going to be enlightening you guys on some new ways to make money and a great product that she's a part of, you know. And, in all honesty, yeah, I've actually partnered up with this group. It's a Verve energy drink, and yeah, it's great, man. It's a healthy energy drink, and I'm drinking it every single day, man, you know, just to be able to continue to, you know, promote it for one. But this is a great drink. It tastes good, man. You know, it's not loaded with sugar and all these things that, you know, harm your body, but it actually gives you natural energy, man. I never get crashed, man. I work in the studio all day, go work out, you know, and, you know, still have a lot of energy left, man. So she's really going to enlighten us on some cool ways to be able to be an entrepreneur through that brand. And you know, we got the artist of the day. You know, that's my boy D-Tall Music. Yeah, this is a good friend of mine. You know, I met him back in 2006. I met him when I first went to when I first got drafted to the Dallas Mavericks. Man, I met this boy when he was at the what's the name of that mall? It's the mall over off 75. I just can't think of it right now, but, you know, I met him over by the Sonic over in the food court, man. He had these big T-shirts on, you know, promoting his music. And, you know, he recognized me from basketball, but, you know, immediately we started talking about the music, you know, and I was like, yeah, man, I make beats. He's like, oh, word, you know what I'm saying? And ever since then, we've been pretty cool. And we actually done some great things together. We have some good records that we put out. His biggest hit today, in my opinion, is a record that I produced for him. It's called Them Hills featuring E-40. You know, it's a banger. You know, it's a club banger. You know, it's a nice little record for the ladies, man. Got to have the ladies, you know, feeling real good about themselves, you know, and we not, you know, degrading them. You know, we uplifting the ladies, man, you know, because, you know, the women make the world go around. So, yeah, it's called Them Hills, you know, and you know, I produced it. You know, we recorded and produced it over here in Los Angeles, California. But other than that, man, I need you guys to go and, you know, check out the website, man. You know, we're doing a lot of cool things with the website, man. We're adding things, we're taking away, and we're just making it more official. And I actually started a YouTube channel, and it's Mo Agar Music, M-O-E Agar Music. And I want you guys to go and subscribe. You know, I'm adding new cool little videos every single day. You know, that's one thing I told myself I was going to be more visual this year. So, you know, I'm doing beats of the day. You know, I'm recording myself making a beat and, you know, just uploading. You know, and it's cool, man. I just want to continue to interact with people out there and let them know that, you know, the hype is real. I'm actually in here putting in the work and the hours, you know, and this is something I love to do, and it's something I really want to make a profit from throughout the remainder of my life, man, because I love music and it's my passion. So, yeah, we have a caller coming in, you know, and I think it's the boy Mo Cleaves, man. So if we got the boy Mateen Cleaves on the line, man, let me hear you, brother. Yeah. Yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
Today's guest on Sports and Music with Mo Egbert is a man who touches many worlds. He knows sports from the inside out. He knows television, and he knows the music industry. Easy Way Broadcasting is proud to welcome Mateen Cleaves, who will give us his insights on what is happening in his world. Welcome, Mateen Cleaves.
Dog in the building. What up, though?
Yeah, what it do, baby? Mo Egbert, what's happening, homie? Yeah,
Mo, please. Man, we out here, bro. Man, it's good to hear from you, doggy. Where we at, man? I already did my intro earlier, man. I was telling everybody how you was one of the big reasons why I went to Michigan State, man. And as a proud former alumni of a Spartan Dog, man, I have to thank you for allowing me to be able to, you know, go into such an organization, man, that, you know, you held some high ranks there, bro. And I was telling people when I was in high school, man, you was one of those guys showing me around, keeping it real with me, telling me how it really was going to be, playing for Coach Izzo, and how was, you know, you was one of those guys. And to this day, man, years later, almost, well, dang, 10 years later, man, we still got that same respect, man. What's up, bro? What's goody?
Man, you know, it's always love, man. And it's funny that you say that, man, because it's cats like you, man. You know what I'm saying? When I sat back and when I was done playing and had the opportunity to watch y'all play, man, and you and Shannon and, you know, how y'all held it down in y'all era. You know what I mean? When you talk about different eras at Michigan State, you know what I mean? You and Shannon held y'all era down. So that's one thing I respect as a proud, true Spartan, you know what I mean? Y'all gave me a lot of, you know, I talk that trash now. You know, I'm going to talk it. Y'all gave me a lot
man.
To talk about, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was always good watching y'all play and everything. But everything's good, baby. You know how we get down. We getting it, baby. Ain't no sleep. You know what I mean? We come from the no sleep era. So let's go. What's happening?
Man, you already know, man. I got bags under my eyes like Jeff Van Gundy, dog. So I'm here grinding every single day, man. That's what's
baby.
Up, man. All right, man, let's introduce the world to Mateen Cleaves, man. Let everybody out there know who you are, man. If they don't know, they should know, man. Let them know what it is, bro.
Yeah, I ain't tripping if they don't know. That's why I got the mouthpiece. I sure can tell them who I am and what it is, man. I'm Mateen Cleaves. I'm from Flint, Michigan. Grew up in Flint. Was a two-time All-American in football and basketball coming out of high school. And I chose to go to Michigan State, where I ended up going to Michigan State. Was a three-time All-American at Michigan State. Went to the Final Four two times. Won a national championship in 2000. MVP. Got drafted by the Pistons. Played a year in the Pistons and left there. Traded to Sacramento for 2 years. Played 2 years. When Sacramento was good, we actually almost beat the Lakers. I almost got an NBA championship. But, hey, life goes on.
Yeah.
Left there, went to Cleveland, played with LeBron James his rookie year. After that, I played 2 years out in Seattle, which is now OKC, but it was Seattle when I played. And played overseas, played in the NBDL, so I've been up and down. I've been all over the place, you know what I mean? So that grit and that grind, I've seen it and done it all. So, you know, life, and I wouldn't change a thing because I learned so much from the ups. You know, it's always good when you're up. You know what I mean? Everybody, I told him I'm glad I had the down years per se because I had to cut the grass so I could see the snake. You know how it is.
Oh,
you know, when you
man.
NBA,
you know what, brother?
Everything good. You got all them fans. I mean, not fans, all these friends. And then when you ain't in the league, you really see who your true people are. So I'm glad that, you know, how my career ended, you know, how it went, the ups and downs, so I can kind of see the snake that I'm supposed to be in my circle.
You know what, bro, man, I'm happy you said that, man. You know, one thing about sports and music, man, I handpick my guests very carefully, man. You know, it's anything you can just bring anyone on the show and we can talk about this, that, and the other, man. But it's always good to have brothers on here that understand life and what it's like to be in the limelight and what it's like when it's afterwards. And me personally, bro, the most peaceful time of my life has been when I wasn't in the league. Like,
right.
My circle is a lot smaller now. You know, I know who's here for the whatever reason they're here. And it's so much more peaceful, dog, just to be living every single day knowing that, you know what I mean, I got my loved ones in my life now, man. Pretty much the ones in my life now are the ones that go stick. And, you know, when you're in the league, everybody and their mama want to be involved in your life somehow, some way, man. So once you decide to, you know, clean your life up, you know, and decide to do certain things, now all those cats vanish, man. But at the end of the day, man, strong-minded people always rise above that and not allow those things to be something that carry them, because, you know, it was fun, but that ain't you. You're more than just a sport.
For me, one of the best times for me was when I went over to Russia. You know what I mean? When my first time out of the league, I went to Russia, and finally got a chance to know myself. You know what I mean? Because the phone wasn't ringing. I was over there chilling. I was by myself, and I really got to know me. So that helped me out so much. And then, like, that kind of let me know, you know, when I came back home, it was like, all right, now my phone ringing. Yo, hit me up. Let's go to the club. I wasn't messing with cats, because I knew now y'all wasn't messing with me when I was over in Russia. But when I was in the league, y'all coming getting tickets and, you know, it wanted to be around all the time. So it was a blessing to me to be able to have that time to myself. Yeah, it was. People look at it as a bad thing. It helped me out so much, just, you know, like I said, to get to know myself. So I wasn't tripping.
That's dope, bro, because everybody's path is different, man. Sometimes people look at you know, you won your national championships, you know, you was an All-American. They expect your career to be based on what they expect. At the end of the day, it's like, if you wanted to play until you was 40 years old, that's what you would have did.
Right.
So I feel like everybody's path is different. And I feel like me personally, I feel like I came to light once I had to go to Spain. And I felt like Spain put me back in perspective with everything. I was over there for 6 months. I was away from everybody. I was away from the lights. I was away from all the things that, you know, that distract any young man from, you know, having a solid life, man. So I feel like when I got back over there, I got back to my roots, man. I got back to what was really real. Like you said, man, you have a lot of time to think. You know what I'm saying? You practice a lot, but at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself these questions. Why am I over here? So eventually, I got to a point where it's like, I really got back to Mo. You know what I mean? So when I got back to America, I got back to America, I had a different mindset, man. I got back over here when I was 25, 28 now. So that's about 3 years ago, man. I decided to get my life together, and I decided to really just get back to the roots of what made me who I am. And it took me getting away from the environment. That's why I hate to say this, a lot of people go maybe to overseas in the army or maybe even jail, man, they get a chance to really think. It's hard to think when everybody around, but when there's nobody around, that's when you can really like, all right, man, this is who I want to be and this is what I want to do. And whoever respects it, that's what it is.
And you know what's funny, Mo, because, you know, I mean, you're talking, and I'm glad like you got me on the show, because you talk about guys making an adjustment in the second transition in your life. You know, what you going to do? For a lot of athletes, you know, once the ball stops bouncing or a football player, you can't tackle no more, you come to a point in your life where you really don't know what to do. And, like, everybody, you know, asks me, well, why you ain't still playing? I said, well, first of all, I'm 35, but I can do so many other things. I'm not just, you know what I mean, basketball opened doors for me, and I'm very thankful, because if it wasn't for basketball, I would not be in the position I am now. Now, I was one of the smart ones that figured out, okay, well, basketball opened the doors. Now, you got to go on them and make a way. So me making the transition, it was like, hey, you know, it is what it is. You know, you can sit and talk and say, well, I wish I would have played in the NBA longer or been an all-star. We all wanted that, but life is life.
Yeah.
You got to live. So for me, I wasn't tripping. You know what I mean? It was easy for me to make the transition, and I wasn't finna continue to drag myself around, my legs, go overseas, go to places. First of all, I stacked my chips, so I wasn't tripping. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The money's right. So, you know what I mean? I didn't just go over there and play for nothing. You know what I mean? I was just say what I want to do. So, for me, Mo, it was cool. You know what I mean? I was able to make the adjustment and get it moving, man. So, life's been good. I ain't tripping at all.
Real talk, man. It's always good to hear like-minded people in that light, just because at the end of the day, it's like, man, you do probably. This one thing I know about people that come from Michigan State, man, from the athletes, from me, you, to T.J. Duckett, to Morris Peterson, to Magic, we all pride ourselves on being more than just athletes, man. We always pride ourselves on being more, you know what I mean? Athletes.
Right.
I mean, we be naive to the fact that we know that basketball opened the doors for us. Come on, man. If I didn't play in the NBA, it'd be that much harder for me to actually do certain things. ride naturally. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I took that knowledge and everything I learned from hoops, and I'm applying it to now and in the music and everything I'm doing now. So that's good to hear from another, you know, brother that was actually successful, man. But we got to take this quick commercial break, bro, and we're going to get right back to it, man. Sports and music with Mo Agger, man. We with the other Mo, the original Mo, the team please. Let's get it, man.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Agger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303. Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zulli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zulli. EZ connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
Yes, yes, yes. We back again, man. Sports and music with the boy, Mateen Cleaves. Mo Cleaves, a.k.a. Spartan Dog, a.k.a. my dog, man. Let's get it. Hey, before we even go far, I think we got a caller, man. I think somebody want to holler at us about some stuff, man. Caller, you there?
Yo, what up?
What up, what up? Who this?
This is Bob Hernandez.
Bob Hernandez. What's up, Bobby? How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. Just checking out your show, man. I had a long talk with Eric earlier, man, and we about to do some stuff, man. So, you know, how you doing, man? Everything good with you, though?
Everything good, Bob. Yeah, man, I love your energy on Twitter, bro. We never actually spoke, voice to voice, but I'm loving, you know, your quotes and your and everything you have on Twitter, man. It's always good, positive, inspirational tweets, man. And thanks for calling on the show, brother.
Definitely, man. You know, I always support, you know, good people, man. I see you out there tweeting stuff and doing a lot of great things, man, after the NBA, you know what I mean? And I applaud you for that, you know. And, you know, I work with a lot of NBA guys myself, you know, Joe Smith. You know, I pretty much created him out here as an entity, you know, out here by putting him on his videos and his music all over and combining him with a lot of recording artists out here, you know, in the Midwest with, you know, Lazy Bone and Crazy Bone did records on his Moment of Truth mixtape. You know, he's been an artist, you know, out there in the VA for a while, but when he came out here to Los Angeles when he was a LA Laker a couple of years ago, you know, we got together and I met him with Metta World Peace and Metta World Peace Studio, and we created this this big empire for, you know, Joe Smith to transfer to Joe Beast, you know, so.
That's dope, man. It was actually a year ago today when I first met Joe Smith at, I want to say, Rolling Stone, and we discussed doing some music together, but we never really got a chance to follow up. So, I respect the fact that he's out here branding himself as a music guy, and I think that's pretty cool, and I would love to be able to get some, you know, some music over to him, and we can make it all make sense, you know?
Oh, definitely, man. He's one of the artists that writes his own music, for one. He's a really good rapper. I mean, he can do some flows. He can do some slow stuff, fast up. He writes a lot of records. That's all he does pretty much all day. You know, he's pretty much retired from the NBA, 16 years in the NBA. So, you know, basically he's at home just writing records and playing NBA 2K and enjoying life. I mean, he deserves it. 16 years is a long time to go up and down that court. So, you know.
Okay.
We'll definitely get him up on the show one time for you too, man. You know, I hit him up and he can talk to you more about, you know, how we put this whole plan together and how we got a great team, you know, as far as promoting his music. He's got another mixtape coming out very soon. And, you know, a bunch of different things that we got in the works that we're working on, you know. So, once again, I applaud you, man, for, you know, being out of the NBA and really keeping yourself and your mind, you know, correct and doing stuff in the music game. You know, you're producing and stuff like that, so.
But man, I appreciate it, Bob.
Oh, definitely, man. I'd definitely like to hear some of your stuff, man. And, You know, like I said, I talked to Eric earlier, and we got some stuff planned that, you know, that we want to put together. We've been talking a long time, but, you know, I think it's time for us to really put some stuff together. And I know he helped you out with, you know, with the show and stuff, and it's really awesome, man. It's really awesome. You know, I do a lot of stuff for cancer. You know, I had a radio show on Fridays that I did on an internet network with the Ustream, you know, involved and stuff. And, you know, we talked about sports, cancer awareness, and played independent music. You know, so.
Oh, good.
I definitely want to do more things for cancer, because we need more celebrities, artists, and athletes to talk about how serious it is and how it's affecting so many people's lives. And, you know, people are, everybody, you know, I'm pretty sure you probably know someone that passed away or has cancer, you know, as we speak.
Yeah, my father.
Exactly. See, you know.
Yeah.
Joe Smith's mom died of pancreatic cancer, you know, so, you know, Matt Barnes, same situation. So. You know, people don't understand that, you know, people like you or celebrities and artists, that it doesn't affect them. They just think it's just for them. You know, it's the people that, you know, the minorities, you know, and it doesn't. It affects everybody, you know. So I like to preach the word of how important it is to get yourself checked out, eat right, and go to these cancer events that people do, you know, to help raise, you know, money for cancer awareness and stuff like that, you know, because it's a very serious disease. You know, we just lost my man Omar Henry just on February 1st, and I met him on October 27th, took him to Metal World Peace Halloween party. That was the last time he partied.
Yes,
you know, the last time he partied, and then, you know, a week later he goes back to Miami, finds out he's got gallstones, and then they find out he has cancer in his gallbladder. So that's very upsetting, you know, to myself, because I lost him in 4 months. He's a good guy, you know, and well-shaped and everything, you know, boxer and everything, getting ready to be on Showtime, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much shape you're in, how much muscles you have, how many times you run, how many times you do track. It doesn't matter, you know. If it, if it wants to get you, it's going to get you. So, you know, we got to do everything we can, man, to really help out. And, you know, as you being a celebrity and an NBA star, you know what I mean, kind of talk about cancer more, how it's affecting so many people's lives, and, you know, try to get people to talk about it, because the less we talk about it, you know, the more people don't know about it. You know, I teach a lot of kids, and, you know, everything about it. So, you know,
we got our boy Bob Hernandez out here. You know, he's a good guy. That's in LA, man. You know, he's involved with the whole convict movement. You know, I was actually a part of that team at one point. But I know you hear some of the things going on with, you know, some of this cancer, man. And me and you are both involved in music now. So I think this is a great thing for us to actually, you know, start incorporating these things into music, man, because we have voices, man. I feel like we have an opportunity to be able to raise awareness for not only cancer resource, but other, you know, issues in the world that need to be taken care of through, you know, whatever it may be, you know.
For sure. You definitely got to do that. And, you know, that's funny, because that's one of the main reasons why I work with the artist I work with, John Connor. Because that's one of his main things. He always talk about, we got a voice, so you got to do something with it. When you got people's ears, when they paying attention to what you're saying, you got to say something about something. You know what I mean? You just can't be getting on these tracks and just jibber-jabber and blabbering. So I definitely agree, Mo. You know what I mean? When you got a voice, man, that's something special, you know, for Kathy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's no brainer. You definitely got to get out here and help that movement keep moving on. So we can figure out what we can do to get everything all taken care of.
Yeah, my girl right now, as we speak, she's in the City of Hope right now, recouping from the fourth time of cancer. So, you know, by going in the City of Hope and watching these people in the beds and stuff and wanting to help everybody, you know, which you know you really can't. But, I mean, it just feels really sad that they can't leave this hospital. And, you know, people forget how important it is to wake up in the morning, how important it is to eat a meal, how important it is to drive your car, how important it is to say hello to people, calling on this radio station. You know, there's a lot of people that can't even get up and have a first meal or say a first word, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, people got to understand how much of a power of a prayer, and how we should really thank the Lord when we wake up in the morning and when we go to sleep, because you just don't know what's going to happen. If you know, you might not wake up, or, you know, or anything can happen to you in that split of a second. So,
right.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know. And one more thing I want to say is that I'm planning to put together a fighting EP for free and give it to every cancer hospital I can think of, to for kids anybody, basically, a very positive fighting album, EP or album or EP, and give it away for free. Let them download it or give them a physical copy. I'm trying to get Hospital City of Hope and them to pay for, you know, some of these CDs and stuff like that to bring out. I'm getting a lot of production from a lot of different people. There's these guys called the Jackie Boys, and they're writers, and they wrote a lot of records for, like, Justin Bieber and all these different people, and they got their name Jackie Boys because their mom died of cancer.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. So they're awesome writers, and they definitely want to give me some music. And they're singers, too, and they want to give me some music, and they want to get involved. I don't care if you're popular. If they want to be popular and they want to get on the album, cool. If they're just upcoming artists and they want to get on the album and they got good records and a positive message. Because nowadays, you know, independent, a lot of people are listening to more independent records than they are mainstream, to be honest with you. You know,
yeah, because people want real stuff again, man. And I think that's where
right.
I think it's good for artists like myself and, you know, guys like John Carter, Mateen Cleese artists, because, you know, we're actually been responsible on records. And I think I take pride in myself going on a record with a purpose. I feel like, what am I making music for? I'm just going on this track just to be able to, you know, just do whatever. I feel like all my music has to have a concept, and it has to have a reason, man, because God blessed us with talent to be able to use it for the right reasons, man. And so I feel like us as individuals, we really do need to just take pride in being responsible with what we send on these records and using it the right way.
Exactly. That way we can, you know, they can perform at different schools and stuff like that where, you know, we won't have any problems. You know, there's too many people talking about money and girls and this and that on these albums and gangbanging and stuff. And, you know, the new kids that are coming up in life don't need to hear that. They need to know the really real, what's really going on in this world. You know,
exactly.
like how this disease is taking over so many people's lives, whether you're young. I mean, when I was young, when I was 15, 16, you know, 13, 14, I always thought cancer was for old people. You know, I never thought, you know, and now, you know, I'm educating my nieces that are 11, you know, 12 years old, sitting them down and saying, hey, you know, this is a serious thing, you know. And I just had, you know, not too long ago on my show, I had a 11-year-old kid sitting in with Fredro Starr, you know, and talking about cancer, you know, how, you know, one day to the next he's good and one day he's not, but he's a fighter and he's going to fight this. And that's what gave me the inspiration to really do this album too, you know. And Meta World Peace's daughter, she did a song called Fighter. It's on YouTube, you can see it. And you know, I said, you know what, I'm gonna do this for the people, because they need something. And unfortunately, some of these people that are in the hospital, they don't have family, man. They don't understand. Their family doesn't come visit them, and they need something. They need an inspiration, you know, to listen to some music, to listen to some positive people talking about how important, you know, it is to fight this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I really want to put this, you know, this album, this EP together, and just give it out and just spread it, spread it out to the world, and, you know, people that are fighting this disease, whether they're in the hospital or at home, wherever they're at. But, you know, I just feel that in my heart. Yes, I know so many celebrities and artists, and I know, you know, a lot of athletes and stuff like that. You know, if they want to jump aboard, I mean, they're welcome to jump aboard and put this out. I mean, we can make, you know, 3-4 different albums of it. I mean, you know, volumes. I mean, that'd be great too. Just, you know, I just want to give it away, man. It's not all about making money, man. It's all about saving. Actually, it's not really about saving. It's really about putting smiles on their faces. You know what I mean? And really being positive.
Exactly. So so man, like, let's get together after the show, man. We can exchange information, you know. We can definitely sit down and talk about some of these opportunities and how we can make it all make sense, bro.
Definitely, man. Definitely. I appreciate you, man. And
appreciate it, Bob.
I'd definitely be supporting your show, man. And you know, big ups to you guys, and I'll be listening to the show, man. But we'll definitely connect on some other things. I mean, I got a lot of things going on as far as, you know, music and reality shows and stuff like that. We'll talk about later, but, you know, this cancer is a big thing to me right now, because, like I said, you know, my girl's going through it as we speak, and it's very, very personal to me, you know. So I really spread the word, you know, and talk about that, you know.
Exactly. Well, we're gonna definitely get together, Bob, man. Thanks again for calling in today, man, and you know, inspiring us with some of this information, you know, and some of the things that we need to be aware about, bro. We appreciate it.
No problem, man. I'll definitely listen to your show.
Okay, thanks a lot, buddy.
No problem. Take care of yourself.
All right. Yeah, man. So, Mateen, man, like, I understand that, you know, you're actually managing John Connor right now. How's everything going with that, man? Because, you know, I think this is a touchy situation, man, you know, just with the cancer and everything. And I feel like, you know, we do need, you know, positive brothers that's not afraid to talk about certain things that are, you know, willing to help others, you know?
Right, for sure. You know, and that kind of stuff, we're going to have to, you know, continue to, that's a fight. We just got to keep fighting that. But, you know, with John Connor, man, you know what, man, what really drew me to John Connor, Mo, was he had a lot of us in him. And when I say that, I mean his work ethic. I mean, he was a pure person, a good dude, pure humble guy. But his work ethic was unreal to me. And when I saw him perform, he had that it factor. You know how you can go watch somebody hoop, and they can have an off game, but you like, dang, my man got it. It's something, you know, he got
definitely.
It. I don't know what it is. I don't even know how to explain it. But he got it. And that's what drew me to him when he was in a little bar performing. There was like 12 people there, but he was performing like it was 12,000 people there. You know what I'm saying?
That
drew me to him. And I got a chance to really, you know, get to know him. And he wanted me to get involved with him as far as musically. And I didn't want to get involved personally. I just wanted to help pass it along. And then he just saw how I was moving, and he asked me to come on board. And, I ended up coming on board because I saw how serious he was about it. Serious he was about it. And it's crazy, man, because I used to be in Detroit. I'd be at Belle Isle and Cubs, people coming out the clubs, and they see me. I'm out there passing CDs out, grinding. They like, why ain't you like to see Cleese? I'm like, CD. You know what I mean? John Connor,
right.
You know what I mean? You got to listen to it. So I don't mind getting out there. And I know a lot of athletes that get involved in the music, they don't understand the work that you got to put into it.
Man.
I understand that.
Yeah.
So I wasn't just about to just throw no money in nothing and kind of fall back. No, I'm going to be hands-on with it. So, you know, I'm getting out in the streets, passing CDs out. I'm in these holes in the wall clubs, introducing him. We growing. We was grinding. You know what I mean? And that's all we've been doing. And it's funny, Mo, because now he's starting to catch on. I mean, he got a crazy internet buzz. He's been getting co-signs from Nas, K-Slate, Busta Rhymes, Royce da 5'9", Big Sean, you know, cats from the D, like, it's crazy how it's been picked up, but we've been going at it so hard for like 3 years now, almost four. And
yeah, I remember when I was in college.
It's worked.
When I was in college, you was bringing some of this stuff down, man. We have another caller on, man. 805,
okay.
Man, you in there? Yo,
hey,
caller.
This is Johnny Vegas. How you
Johnny
doing
Vegas.
From California?
What up, though?
Yeah,
what's popping?
Not much. I was just calling. I was listening to your show, and I'm good friends with Eric Julie and stuff. And I'm a cancer survivor, you know, as well. So I was just, you know, good show. You know, you guys are, you know, really bringing it to light and stuff. And it, you know, thanks for talking about that.
Oh man, you know what, bro? It's a blessing, man. You know, it's good to have you on here, man. And it's good to hear that you beat cancer, bro. And that's an extreme blessing, brother.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for your call, brother.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, man. All right.
Okay. All right, guys. Yeah, we're about to head out to a real quick commercial break, and we're going to wrap up with the boy Mateen Cleese, y'all. Be right back. Sports and music with Mo Egger.
Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Yeah, we're doing it the easy way. All right, guys, man. You know, we're coming to the end of the interview with the boy Mateen Cleese, man. Unfortunately, we're running out a little bit. We're running out of time, man. I would love to be able to speak with with the homie for hours, but, man, you know, we got to bring the guests on, man. You know what I mean? But, man, you know what, bro? It was a pleasure having you on, man. Hopefully we can get you on again so we can, you know, just talk about some of the other great things you have going with, you know, your broadcast and in college, inside college basketball and all those other cool things you have going on, bro.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mo, you know, come on, man. You know, you little bro. Whenever you need me on the show, I'm all good, baby. Let's get it. You know how we get down.
Yeah, man. So that's the boy, Mateen Cleaves, man. Thanks again for coming through, man. Tell everybody how they can find you.
All of them. You can find me on Twitter at Mateen, M-A-T-E-E-N, _ Cleaves. And you got to follow my artist, John Connor. I'm telling you, he's going to be a megastar. And it's John Connor Music, J-O-N-C-O-N-N-O-R Music. You better find him now. Trust me, he's going to be a star in this game.
Yeah, I got to get some Beast Jam ASAP, man. I'm tripping.
Yeah, we got to do that, Mo. Come on, man. We got to do this. You got to send me some. I'm telling you, this is way out cold, man. I'm telling you. With your beats and with his flow, we got action. Come on with it,
we
man.
We on. All right, brother.
All right.
All right, Mo, please. I'll meet you later on, brother.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, man, I was the brother, Mateen Cleaves, a.k.a. Mo Cleaves, man. Spartan Dog, MSU legend, man. It was good to have him on the show. Okay, and now we'll be bringing on the Entrepreneur of the Week. Her name is Michelle Barnes. Are you there, Michelle?
Hey, Mo.
Michelle, how you doing?
I'm fantastic today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, you're on Sports and Music with Mo Egger, so everything's good.
Well, heck yeah. I couldn't be a better day.
Oh, perfect. You know what? It's good, man. You know, I'm really enjoying the bold. So we need to tell everybody about yourself. Tell the whole world who you are, what you do, and where you come from.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much, first of all, Mo, for having me on the show today. And what a great show already so far. And, you know, just hearing about people beating cancer and stuff, you know, that's one of my biggest passions and has been for 17 years now is the health and wellness industry. And I think prevention is everything. You know, with cancer, you know, with the cancer rate being 1 in 3 and heart disease being 1 in 2, you know, really comes down to 95% of illnesses stem from being vitamin and mineral deficient. And so if we can get the proper nutrients into people's bodies, whether it be through, you know, a complete liquid nutritional program, whether it be through a healthy energy drink, whether it be through a healthy sports drink or a protein drink, you know, it's just so, so important. And I just love hearing stories of people who beat it because I know I have a lot of people near and dear to my heart that are going through the same thing and you know, really doing everything they can to beat it. So congrats to that guy that was on your show just a little bit ago. But just to really give a quick lowdown, and like I said, I just appreciate you having me on the show today. Again, my name is Michelle Barnes. I live out in Highlands Ranch, Colorado. And I've been blessed to be in the health and wellness and in the network marketing industry as an entrepreneur for 17 years now. I was in between my first year and second year of law school when I was introduced to this industry. I pretty much almost walked out of my first meeting because I instantly just prejudged it with it being network marketing, multi-level, whatever you want to call it. I almost walked out of my first meeting. And, you know, I probably should have been a lot more skeptical about what I was doing at the time because I was broke. I had three jobs. I was in between my first year and second year of law school. I was $80,000 in debt. I went to CU up in Boulder. You know, I always played sports my whole life. And so, you know, being in shape and healthy always made a lot of sense to me. But when I was introduced to this business, I was really skeptical. And luckily, I got more information. Thank goodness I was at least open-minded enough to just, you know, get the information and do my due diligence. And, you know, thank goodness I did. You know, I was 23 years old. I had no business being in business. And I grabbed onto some great mentors and learned how to do this business the right way instead of going out and doing it wrong. And pretty much, Mo, it was crazy. I accidentally made $102,000 my first year in this business, and it's been 17 years now, and I've never made less than that. And so very blessed to be able to do what I want, when I want, with who I want, and to be able to help people's health and help people's financial situation. So it's awesome. I'm just excited to have you as part of our team now, and I know you're absolutely loving our brand-new Verb Bold, which is our healthy energy drink. We actually just had a Verb Blackout party with the Phoenix Suns last Wednesday. They debuted their all-black retro throwback black jerseys in honor of our Verb Bold, and we're the official energy drink of the Phoenix Suns and the official wellness product of the Charlotte Bobcats. So it's just really exciting. It's exciting to have someone like you as part of our team as well, and I know that the more you find out about us, the more you're going to love us. So
Definitely. You know, I actually I got on board, you know, through Richard, and you know, I saw the vision. I understand the vision, and I see what can possibly happen after this. I mean, it's just it's self-explanatory, man. You know, the health industry is huge, and to be able to have a healthy energy drink and not have a crash, man, it's awesome. You know, and I know you've seen the videos of me posting, you know, me making them beats after I drink that energy drink. I have so much energy afterwards, man, and it's awesome. And I'm so happy to be a part of the team.
Well, you know, I think we have, you know, we have so many athletes and former athletes that are part of our organization, because a lot of our, you know, former NBA and NFL players, they realize that, you know, being professional athletes, you can't really, you can make a lot of money, but it's not something that you could do forever. You know, it takes a toll on your body, and, you know, and you definitely can't show your family, for your friends and family members, how to become financially independent if they don't have the talents that you guys have. But this business, this is an opportunity to actually be able to teach people how to become financially independent. And that's what I think has been the biggest blessing in my life, has been being able to show people how to, you know, whether they want to make an extra $500 to $1,000 a month, or whether they want to get out of a job that they hate and do this business full time. It's just really exciting what we've got going on right now. We're capitalizing on the three biggest mega trends in the world right now, with Vima, with anti-aging and wellness, with Verve, our energy drinks, healthy energy drinks, which is a multi-billion-dollar industry. Red Bull, Rockstar, Monster, they don't pay you to drink it. We do. You know, so really you just switch your drink and you get paid to drink it. And, you know, someone starts a home-based business like this every 11 seconds right now. So there's a lot of folks out there that are looking for a way to generate a second stream of income without having to have a second job.
Yeah, man, I hope y'all hearing that, man. Network marketing is where is that? And especially with our brand, Verve Energy Drinks, man, it's obvious, man. You know, it's making a lot of successful people, you know, successful, I mean, outside of what they're doing primarily. Like you said, you know, people can't play sports all their lives. Some people have children. Some people just have to be at home, and they have to make a, you know, make a living at home. So I feel like this is a blessing to be able to have an opportunity to make money from home legit, you know, because it's a lot it's a lot of things out there that people are worried about, man. You know, once anyone feel like it's a pyramid scheme, you know, they go running for their life. So that's, how do you separate, how do you actually, like, when you're talking to people, you know, you separate that factor to, you know, to the Verve situation, you know, for some people, you know, they're just, you know, they're nervous about it. So what do you, how do you make people comfortable with actually joining the movement?
Well, you know, Mo, I think a lot of it just comes with education. I mean, like I said, you know, when I was 23 years old, I almost walked out on my first meeting because that was my perception, was I was just like, oh, great, it's a pyramid deal, here we go again. You know, I was familiar with companies like Amway, Mary Kay, Shaklee, Herbalife, all of those that probably everybody has heard of at some point. And everybody, I think, has, you know, that their aunt's cousin's brother who tried one of these things before and didn't make any money or whatever. But the reality is that network marketing has created more millionaires than any industry in the entire world. So clearly it works. So the thing is if somebody's going to get started doing this business, they need to learn. I mean, you know, it's not rocket science. It's like, find people who have the results you want in life, do what they do, learn how to say what they say, and you'll get their results every time. I'm pure documentation of that. I was 23, never even had a real job in my life. What did I know about running a business, and especially running a successful one? But I grabbed on to people who were incredible mentors, and I learned how to do this business the right way. And, I mean, if someone in a home-based business every 11 seconds, why not in Vima and why not in your group, you know? So, you know, I think with our partnerships too, Mo, I mean, we're the official energy drink of the Phoenix Suns. We're the official wellness product of the Charlotte Bobcats, Michael Jordan's team. You know, Dr. Oz just talked about Verve on his show about a month ago. He's been to 6 out of our 7 conventions. Now we've just partnered up with our weight loss, our protein drinks, which is called Body. And we've just partnered up with Chris Powell, the Extreme Makeover Weight Loss Edition guy. He is starting his 3rd season really soon here. Just 2 weeks ago, in 1 week, this amazing guy was on Good Morning America twice. He was on the Dr. Oz show on Thursday. He was on 2020 on Friday. So really, these days, Mo, when people are skeptical of Vima or Verve or network marketing, I tell them, look, you know, if the NBA, the NFL, Dr. Oz, Chris Powell, if they're not skeptical, why the hell would you be? they're not going to.
That's real. Okay,
you know what
well,
I mean? They're not going to put their name on something that sucks, you know?
I know I wouldn't. I mean,
yeah,
I mean, I have to be.
No way.
it got to be legit, man. If it's not official, man, I can't put my name on it. So at the end of the day, you know, we have listeners, and they, I'm sure they're curious at this point. How, you know, what do they have to do? I mean, how do they get in contact with you? I mean, what is the next step for them?
That's perfect, and that's a great question. I'm going to give your listeners today two phone numbers. I did a 10-minute call for the entire company that really just gives a quick overview. It talks about the company, the industry, the product, and how to get started. I'm going to give them that number, but then I'm also going to give them my direct home office line. And they're more than welcome to call and leave a message, and I will definitely, I'm working with a phenomenal leader, obviously, who connected you to me. His name's Richard, and he's out in California, he's out in LA, and so one of us will get back to them, you know, within 24 to 48 hours to answer their questions and to get them more information. But really, I'd love for people to listen to this 10-minute call first. The number for that is 480-927-8682. Again, that's 480-927-8682. And they can listen to that 10-minute call. Definitely listen to the whole call, especially the question I asked at the end. I think that that's something that really will get you thinking about whether this is something that's for you or not. And then my direct line to my home office is 720-488-3748. Again, that's 720-488-3748. And again, my name is Michelle Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S.
That's it, y'all. Y'all heard it from the from Michelle Barnes herself. You know, it's official. So make sure you guys got that number. Make sure you guys call it. Make sure you guys go ahead and get your life started with some extra income, because it's legit. It's official. And I'm drinking my bold right now, and it's keeping me going. So thanks again for joining us today for the show, Sports and Music with Mo Agar, our entrepreneur segment. And we're blessed and happy to have you here and being able to enlighten us on some great things through network marketing. And
awesome. Well, thank you so much, Mo. You know, thank you so, so much. It's been such a pleasure, and I feel blessed to be part of your show and excited to be working together. It's a great partnership. So thank you so much.
Absolutely, man. Have a really, really blessed day, and let's get it. Michelle Barnes,
right.
Y'all. Yes, sir. Network marketing, man. Network marketing. So, yeah, we got the boy D-Tall on hold. You know, we have to have a highlight artist of the week every single week. You already know. We got the boy D-Tall Sports and Music. Man, you on?
What's going on?
D-Tall Music. What
up,
man?
What's going on?
Man, welcome to Sports and Music with your boy.
Man, I appreciate it. I appreciate you having me.
You already know, man. Yeah, man. We're supposed to play that good intro song for you. You know, that good walking in them hills. But, you hear it?
Uh-oh. Watch it go.
There we go.
There it is. With Mo Agar, it's called Highlight Artist of the Week. That's where Mo introduces the hottest artist in the world of music. Today, Mo is happy to welcome to Easy Way Broadcasting the highlight artist of the week,
D-Tall. Baby, hella bad. Tell that girl behave. Got the ass to go with them D's, and I ain't talking bad grades. Damn, she fresh to death. Throw her in the grave. Her demeanor super epic. She the type that you engage. Walking in them heels, strutting like a pro. Supermodel swagger. Watch my mama go.
Yes, sir. All right. Well,
yes,
as you guys have heard, that's the new single from D-Tall featuring E-40, produced by your boy Mo Agar, man. That's one of our mini collaborations, man. That's a record that we did, several months ago that's actually circulating through the nation, man. But you know what? I'm going to let you talk about that record, man. One thing,
man,
you need to let everybody know who you are, where you come from, and let's talk about the record, bro.
Let's get it, man. I go by the name of D-Tall for anybody that's unfamiliar with my music. Born and raised in the Midwest, Dayton, Ohio. I'm a resident of Dallas, Texas now. That's home, the Triple D. And, man, to get on the record, it's called Them Hills, featuring E-40, produced by none other than Mo Agar. And it's a crazy joint. Like I went from Texas out to LA to get the joint recorded or whatever. So we did it out there on the West Coast, and the record is crazy, man. Right now we just pushing the single. It's picking up in different markets, and you know we doing it like that. The video coming soon.
Definitely, man. Make sure y'all go and download that off iTunes, man. Dem Hills, D-Talk. But, man, you know, we've been doing this for a long time, man. You know, earlier in the introduction, I was telling, you know, the listeners how we met. How we met at the, what was the name of that mall? I couldn't think of the mall we met at, bro.
Valley View.
Yeah, we was over by the, was it the Sonic? I want to say the Sonic.
By the Sonic in the food court. I remember like it was yesterday.
Yeah, you had the 12X T on.
don't do me.
Yeah,
it was 12X. I was popping at the time though. At the time though, it was popping.
Yeah, the big T's were popping. You know, we had to go. I was like, man, I got to go to Foot Locker, man. You know, it's Friday, man. I need to go get my T's. Go get about 5 or 6 tall
five
boys. 5 or 20. Get the
5 or 20.
Yeah, man, go and get the blue joints. Those weren't really popping, but. Yeah, man, it's good to see you still doing your thing, man. Years later, man, you know, what are you doing, man? What else are you? You got five? I know you're working on the EP. I know you're running around touring, man. What else is popping?
Man, really, man, just going around doing shows, getting as many shows as I can in different markets, man, because that's what it's all about. You can't really put on for your city if you're always in your city. So I try to keep it away from Dallas, you know, as much as I can or whatever, to just to expand the brand or whatever. But as you just mentioned, man, I'm working on the EP. It's crazy. I mean, I done recorded over 25 songs just to get to 6. You know what I'm saying? And I got crazy production on there. I got production from you on there. I got production from Decoy on there. I got NC Trill on there, who did my last single. And it's crazy, man. Like, it'll be available on iTunes, Rhapsody, Amazon, anywhere you could do a digital download. And it's going to be crazy. It's the first body of work that I'll be then put out to the masses, aside from the singles that you can get on iTunes right now. So I'm excited about it, man. I really put my all into it, and, you know, I can't wait to give it to the fans.
Man, that's pretty cool. Man, I remember you were talking about this EP. So, like, what was the process? Like, what was the process of you actually recording songs, coming up, like, picking your beats? Like, what were some of the things that you were actually thinking about when you were actually trying to put this project together, bro?
Really, man, it started with the concept. Like, the name of the EP is Real Real, and I basically picked up on that just because I feel like in music right now, across the board, especially with hip-hop and R&B, it's a lot of bottle popping, tattoos, a lot of fast life, you know, in terms of topic, and it's not much substance or whatever, but I feel like you can still be hot, you can still make club records, you can still make any type of music and have substance to it or whatever. So, you know, I'm just trying to keep it authentic. I feel like if anybody listened to the project and they could point out, you know, 2 or 3 lines where they say, oh, man, he lying. You know what I mean? And I feel like I didn't fail on the project. You know, it's real authentic, you know, the whole project. So it's going to be crazy.
Yeah. And I feel like I know you since, I feel like I know you all, your whole life now, man. You know, and I think that was one of the things I always stress to you, man. Always making music with substance. Always making music that allows you to last for a long time, you know, and have a longevity in this career. I mean, there was always times where you'd be like, man, what you think? I'm like, man, always make music that's true to you. Always make music that can last forever because you want to have a long, long-lasting career. And I feel like at this point in the industry, I think people are really, really, really starving for just real music. And I feel like a guy like Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole and others have made it cool to actually be yourself. And actually, when I was putting my project together, you know, I felt great about coming out at this time because I know everything on my project is real life stories. It's almost like a baby documentary. So I applaud you for, you know, coming together to, you know, just to put together a project for people to actually relate to you, because it's important for people to know who D-Tall is more than anything else.
Right.
And that's good, man.
Absolutely. More importantly, like, I don't even want to make it about me because it's not about me. It's about people in my situation. I mean, it's a lot of other people that can relate. I'm not the only aspiring artist, you know what I mean, that's coming up in their career. I mean, like, you got them in all genres, and I just feel like, you know, this is a project, whether even if you're not a hip-hop head or a rap head, you can still pick up the project and be able to relate to it, because it's life music, you know, it's what we all go through. Like, it's a song for every situation, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, man. That's what's up, man. I think we got a caller from 217. Caller, are you there? Yo, yo, caller.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, I'm good.
Where you from? Where you from? Tell us where you're from, your name, where you from?
My name is Victoria, and I'm from Brooklyn. I'm actually Eric and Shane's number one caller. So
okay, cool.
I listened in last week to your show, and it's really, really good. And I applaud all of the, stars who, sports stars who want to be in the music industry. I think that's a big shift, and that's a big risk, and it's very, courageous.
Yeah. Honestly, I tell everybody every day, in order to, be in this industry and make a transition such as myself, it takes a lot of bravery. It takes heart, man, and it does. So I feel like, anybody who feel like they want to do anything special in life, it takes a lot of heart, a lot of faith, a lot of drive, and a lot of courage. So I appreciate your call, and I appreciate your words.
No problem.
Appreciate it. All right, so, man, as you know, man, you've known me for years, man. We've been hooping, doing music. That was a part of our life, man. All we did was, go get J's up, talk about basketball, talk about music, talk about life,
right,
talk about relationship stuff. I mean, I feel like music is, that's a part of our relationship, but I feel like it goes a lot deeper than that, with me and you. Man, you can go to my mother's crib right now, and I don't have to be there. You know what I mean? So it's just, it's just more than that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
But like you said, I think they go hand in hand, like in terms of the music and the sports. And as time goes on, I feel like people are becoming more and more open-minded and acceptable, to cross paths with the music and the athlete thing.
Yeah, definitely. I think we have another caller. Caller, are you there? Yo, yo.
What up, though?
What up, though? Who this? Where you from, brother? And what's your Twitter?
Man, it's DJ Flex, Detroit, Michigan in the building. What's up?
What up, though? I should have known from what up, though. What's good, fam? You got a question for me? What's the word?
Man. Well, I just want to give you your props, man. I see we got D-Tall on the line. I'm trying to get some of that music so I could be spinning it down here in the city, man.
Flex, what's up, homie?
I'm good, homie. I'm good, man. We need some of that real, real music in the city, man, because you already know Mo down here in the D, man, what everybody talking about.
Appreciate it, DJ
Flex. Much love, dog. Like I say, man, Detroit, Michigan, just checking in, listening to y'all on the phone, man. Proud of both of y'all doing y'all thing. Man, let me get some of that music. Let's make some history, man.
Let's get it.
How can we find you, DJ Flex?
You say what?
I said, how can we find you online? What's your social?
Man, I'm everywhere. On Facebook, my government is Gerald Benson. That's GERALDBENSON. That's on Facebook, on Twitter. I'm _DJ_Flex. That's FLEX with one X, not two. And Instagram, I'm DJ Flex, SCG. So, yeah, I'm everywhere, man. I'm about to put out my first mixtape with my homie Jay Famous, and we're just trying to make some positive, good music for the city, man, and a change, something different.
That's what's up, bro. Well, we will be getting contact with you, brother, so we can get those records spent up there, man. Appreciate your call, brother.
Much love. Y'all be safe.
Okay, bro.
Yeah. All right, so, man, unfortunately, man, we come to the portion of the show where we have to end, man. But it was a pleasure having you on, man. I wish we had more time. But one thing we can do is you allow people to know where they can find you, Mr. D-Tall.
Yeah. Let me plug that. Everybody follow me on Twitter at D-Tall Music. That's at D-T-A-L-L Music. It's the same thing on Instagram. It's D-Tall Music, D-T-A-L-L Music. It's the same. My website, www.detallmusic.com. Everything is the same. D-Tall Music. Google D-Tall Music. And get with me, man. Like, I do it for my fans, and I do it for good people. And, Mo, I appreciate you having me on your show, man. You got something good going. And, you know, it's just a pleasure to be a part of it. It's a blessing. I thank you.
All day, man. You ain't said nothing but a word, man. We'll rap later on, bro. Well, let's get it.
Okay, homie.
Be tall, y'all.
Yep.
All right, you guys. You know, we come to the conclusion of a great show, man. We have Mateen Cleese. We have Michelle Barnes. We had D-Tall, man. We have some great people on the show, and I'm blessed to be able to let you guys know that we have another show next week. So check us out again. Visit AgerMusic.com and also visit my YouTube page, Mo Ager Music. Let's get it. Join us next week, same time. Sports and Music with Mo Ager.
Thank you for listening to Sports and Music with Mo Ager, only on Easy Way Broadcasting. Join Mo every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.